This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the National Democratic Alliance's candidate for the upcoming vice presidential election. BJP National President and Union Minister J.P. Nadda made the announcement while addressing the media following the party's parliamentary board meeting in New Delhi last evening. He said all constituent parties of National Democratic Alliance, NDA, supported the decision.
संसदीय बोर्ड की बैठक में जिसका नेतृत्व प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी की उपस्थिति में हुआ सभी पहलुओं पर चर्चा हुई और नामों पर विस्तृत रूप से जो पार्टी में एक्सरसाइज हुई थी उन सारे एक्सरसाइज के बारे में डेलिब्रेशन हुआ सभी के साथ चर्चा हुई सुझाव मांगे गए और उसके बाद फिर ये तय हुआ कि हमारे उपराष्ट्रपति के प्रत्याशी के रूप में महाराष्ट्र के राज्यपाल श्री सीपी राधाकृष्णन जी चंद्रपुरम पुन्नास्वामी राधाकृष्णन जी उनको हम एनडीए का प्रत्याशी बनाएंगे और वो एनडीए के प्रत्याशी के रूप में रहेंगे
Mr. Nadda further said that BJP aims to coordinate with all parties to ensure the vice presidential election is held with consensus. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. The election has been necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the decision. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that in his long years in public life, Mr. Radhakrishnan has distinguished himself through his dedication, humility and intellect. The Prime Minister further expressed confidence that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an inspiring vice president. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a strong push for vocal for local and urged people to trust and buy products made in India. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in Delhi yesterday.
Sabhi deshvasiyon se aagrah karunga, Bharat mein bane saman par hum bharosa kare. भारतीय हैं तो भारत में बना ही खरीदें अब त्योहारों का सीजन चल रहा है अपनों के साथ अपने लोकल उत्पादकों की खुशियां बांटें आप तय करें गिफ्ट वही देना है जो भारत में बना हो
The Prime Minister stated that for his government, reform means the expansion of good governance. He said that next generation GST reforms are set to bring double benefits for citizens across the country. The Election Commission said that all parties are equal before it as it does not discriminate among political parties. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the Election Commission will never step back from its constitutional duty.
कानून के अनुरूप हर राजनीतिक दल का जन्म चुनाव आयोग में रजिस्ट्रेशन से ही होता है चुनाव आयोग उन्हीं राजनीतिक दलों में भेदभाव कैसे कर सकता है चुनाव आयोग के लिए न तो कोई विपक्ष है न तो कोई पक्ष है सब समकक्ष हैं चाहे किसी भी राजनीतिक दल का कोई भी हो चुनाव आयोग अपने संवैधानिक कर्तव्य से पीछे नहीं हट
मिस्टर कुमार सेड Some people allege double voting, but when asked for proof, no answer is given. He remarked that neither the Election Commission nor any voter is afraid of such false allegations. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India from today. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of special representative talks on the India-China boundary question with India's special representative, Mr. Dobal. India and Nepal have reaffirmed their commitment to deepen bilateral cooperation and partnership. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, who reached Nepal yesterday on a two-day official visit, held a series of high-level meetings in Kathmandu. In badminton, Indian shuttler Devika Siha claimed her first international challenge title by winning women's singles event at the Malaysia International Challenge 2025. And that's the end of this news bulletin.